Is marching on. Our God is marching on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So glad that you're in the Lord's house today. Know that there's a lot of sadness in our community and church and family, and Leonard will be telling you about some of that and people that we need to be praying for. But you're here this morning, or maybe you're out in the parking lot or listening later on the website, but we're so glad that we can get together and worship Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, our Savior. And just be open to the Spirit of God ministering to your heart. May we pray. Father, as we bow before you, thank you so much for the blessings that you've given us. Thank you for your love, your care. Thank you, Father, for each person that's assembled here in this place. Lord, we're here because we love you, because we love one another, because we want to hear your voice. We need words of encouragement, instruction. Father, we're here because we want to worship you and honor you as the great and glorious and mighty God that you are. For truly, truly, there is none other like you. Father, for those that are hurting today, wrap your arms of love around them. May they receive your blessing, your strength, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, and thank you, Pastor Ed. We appreciate this very, very much. Well, good morning, everyone. We forgot to do something, or I did, not we, I did, last week, and I want to acknowledge the birthdays, which is our first of the month, and so I need to acknowledge the birthdays now for the month of November. And so, as we always do, we want to be sure that you are recognized for your birthday. For the month of November, Dane Barbie, November the 9th. Stacy Talley, November the 11th. Pamela Louder, November the 17th. Allison Barbie, November the 18th. Barbara Whitley, November the 23rd. Tamara Hahn, November the 24th. And Barbara, well, there's a, I got you twice, Barbara. I want to be sure. We want to be, one's enough, right? Okay. Did I miss anyone? All right. If not, let's sing Happy Birthday. Give me a key over there, Miss Brenda.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Also, I want to remind, I know you all was well aware of the last Friday, we acknowledged and celebrated our Veterans Day. I want to acknowledge this morning our veterans. I have them here. You have a list in your bulletin. If you'll look at the bulletin with me, you'll see the list of the veterans we have. I'm going to read them to you this morning, acknowledge them, and when I finish, Brother Bobby, I'd like for you to, if you would please, stand. If you have a few words to say, or if you have us a prayer and acknowledge of the veterans and ask God blessing upon them. Here are the veterans. C. Dane Barbie, Mark C. Coley, Robert L. High, Justin Ray Keplinger, Rob Milano, Marvin H. Meggs, and Bobby G. Williams. Did I miss anyone? Are the other veterans here this morning? If you are, raise your hand and stand up. Okay, please. Okay. What you want to give us your are you with the Army or?
I was in the Air Force.
The Air Force. Okay. All righty. So let's remember Brad. Brad was in our Air Force. So let's remember him. So Bob, if you would please stand, and if you got a few words to say, you can do that too, or if you have a word of prayer, please.
Well,
I know I did. I should have asked you, but I figured you could always talk. You always have been able to.
You talk too much. But, you know, yesterday, the DAV, we got our car show on with Friendly Jelly Lake. At 11 o'clock, as we always do, you know, we honor the veterans. And so we put the flag at half mast and played the taps. Because we always remember the ones that did not come home.
Yes, sir.
And their families. And then we raised it, you know, and played the charge. Because that's what we want to do. We want to charge on for the Lord and life.
Amen, Bobby.
Bless us with.
Amen, Bobby.
Okay.
Okay.
Word of prayer.
Yes, sir.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that you have seen. We glorify thee for the greatness that you have done and the blessings, too numerous for us to count. Many we do not realize, and so many more that we did not realize. But we realize that our being is from thee, and we praise you. And dear Lord, we just ask you to be with the ones who are suffering, the ones who didn't come, their family, dear Lord, just bless their hearts, that they might glorify thee in thy name.
Thank you, Brother Bobby. And now, if you would, please take your hymnals. Take your hymnals and turn to page 630. Hymnals, page 630. The America the Beautiful. Let's all stand and we'll sing all four verses as we stand this morning, please. Thank you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome someone this morning. I want to say for sure that we do appreciate all the veterans and we appreciate their service for the country of America. Thank you very much. Now, I have some announcements this morning I want to share with you. And the first, I want to remind you all that we have our Bible study on Wednesday night. We'd love to have you come and be with us in the Bible study. Church work day. There's a church work day scheduled here for November the 19th. And it says we will meet at the church on Saturday to spruce up and to work around the church. Please join us. We always have fun doing that. It's work, but we have fun doing it. So November the 19th, come and bring your shovels and bring your spades, bring your rakes and hammers and nails and drills, whatever. Bring it all. We'll spruce up around here. Also remind you that Children's Home annual offering is this month is annual for this month. So please be aware of that, and you've got your envelopes for that. Those of you that still support the Samaritan's Purse, and I hope that's a lot of you, shoeboxes, there will be taking monetary donations only this year. So if you'll just see that and give it to Brenda or Brother Ed, I'm sure we'll make sure that gets into the right area where it belongs, okay? And let's see. I believe that's all the announcements I have. Did I miss something?
Leonard.
Yeah.
Don't forget that the youth worker search group has a meeting at 11:30 after the church downstairs.
Okay. All right. You pastor search or, excuse me, youth director search, not pastor. I'm sorry, sir. We're not looking for a pastor. Hey, if it was easy, anybody could do this. You know that. But anyhow. Anyway, you youth director search people, you know where to be. Okay. Anyone else?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, you Baptist men, before you go that way, come this way and at the end of service, okay? All right. Yes, Wes.
Just a reminder, stewardship committee will kind of meet again Thursday night, 6:30.
Stewardship committee meeting Thursday night. Those of you on that committee, you know, be here Thursday night. Okay. All right, anybody else? Okay. Everybody, we're now organized. That's good. We have a lot of people that are hurting this morning. We have on our prayer list. So now we'll turn our attention to our prayer list this morning. Talked to Lionel Hahn yesterday, quite a length of time, and Lionel wanted to let me know that his dad is very, very low. As a matter of fact, if the hospice people are not being very optimistic about it at all, but God's in control. Lionel has asked us to be much in prayer for him, the family, and so the Heath Hahn, we need to remember them all as the caregivers are near his bedside this morning, and we pray for them. We need to pray for them. Carol Kelly family, we know that we lost Jerry we're all going to miss him so much. You look over there and he's not there with that little hat on, it's not right, but we're going to miss Jerry. We miss him a lot. Also, remember the Dottie McLaren family. She lost her husband. Let's remember Nathaniel Burris. He's going to have surgery come this week for tonsils and adenoids. Let's remember him, Brenda, that's Brenda's grandson, okay? All right. Are there others that we need to remember this morning?
Leonard?
Yes, sir. Okay. Lori?
My sister, Donna McNeil, she's going to be having surgery on her hand.
Donna?
Donna McNeil.
Yep. Okay. And I'm sorry, she's having surgery?
On her
hand. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Leonard, you can take Karen off.
Yes.
Thank you for the prayer. She's doing well.
Good to know. Praise report for Karen. No kidding. Okay, Janice.
I also have a report on Ann, which I thought was, this is the best I've heard. She told me that last Friday the therapist had her to walk down her ramp and back up.
All right.
She was able to do it,
so. Okay.
That was a big.
Amen. Amen. Lou Henson?
Yeah.
Okay, are there others? Then let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning, okay? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are thankful today, Lord, to be in your house. We're thankful, Lord, that those who are here this morning had the strength and had the energy to be here this morning, and you gave them the blessings, Lord, to be here on time, Lord, and also, Lord, to prioritize their time to be in your house to worship and to study. And, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord, as we remember that the seasons are changing and we feel Christmas in the air. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that it's your time as well. And, Lord, we pray for everyone, Lord, that needs your touch this morning. We have several on our list this morning. Lord, we want to remember Heath Hahn this morning. We pray for him and the family, Lord. What we can ask, Lord, here is your will be done. And, Lord, you'll be near and dear to the family, Lord, this morning as they sit beside his bed this morning. We pray for Carol Kelly this morning. We lift her up to you, Lord, and at the great loss that she's experienced. We pray for her. We've asked you, Lord, you give her strength, give her courage, give her rest, and give her peace. We pray for Dottie McLaren, Lord, as she's lost her husband. And, Lord, we pray for her and lead with her as well. We ask that you would give her peace and courage and give her comfort, Lord, we pray. Little Nathaniel, Lord, we pray for him, Lord, as he is going to experience surgery this coming week. We pray for him. Ricky Hamilton, Lord, as he has got to test in his future, we pray for him as well. We lift him up to you. We pray for Lou Henson this morning and pray for her. And then Donna McNeil, Lord, we pray for them at that family as well. And then we had praise reports, Lord, this morning, and we do thank you for answered prayer. We thank you for the experiences we've had, Lord, to know that you do answer our prayers. And we thank you for Karen Linker. We thank you for Janice and for Ann for the praise reports that we heard for those three this morning. And we ask you continue to pray. We pray for them, Lord, as well. Now, Lord, as we go forward in our service today, we ask a blessing upon Pastor Ed as he comes and delivers the message to us and all of us who have anything further to do in the surgery today, service today. We thank a blessing for it. And these blessings I pray in your name. Amen. All right, we have a song in praise this morning. We want to do a song of praise. And that puts, just get your hymnals and turn to page 384, the bond of love. Indeed it is. We are one in that bond of love. Christ makes us that way. If we're Christians today, we're one in that bond of love. Page 384, as we stand and sing the two verses this morning. Children, you are dismissed.
I will make you fishers of men.
a moment ago when Bobby mentioned those that didn't come back, I can't explain how I felt to stand at the Vietnam Memorial in Washington and look at my first cousin's name engraved in that wall. And to think about, you know, we grew up playing together. Now, he had a dad that served in World War II and that escaped, you know, and came home and had a life after the war, but Johnny didn't make it home. And there's a lot of Johnnies that didn't make it home. And what did that song we just sang, America, who more than life, they loved our freedom. Thank God for the men and for the women that made it possible for us to sit here this morning and worship the Lord. Amen. And don't forget the ones that are out there right now in danger. They need our prayers as well. And for the families that are at home wondering how Dad is or how Mom is, makes a difference, your prayers. And sometimes if you know someone personally, a card, a call, a hug, a little gift to let them know somebody cares about you. Somebody knows what you're going through. It can make a difference. You know, I'm glad the Lord's a lot smarter than I am and knows a lot more than I do. When he started giving me the sermon for today, I said, now, Lord, that's not it. And so I looked for something else, and I kept coming back to what you're about to hear. And just like the Lord knew. And it's amazing all that's happened in our church family since I put a few notes on my cards. The Lord knows what we need to hear. And I pray that when we finish, you'll agree with me. You know, some companies or teams have a team building exercise where you stand up, you close your eyes, and you fall back, and somebody catches you. It's to teach trust in your fellow team members. Now, I never did like that game because I figured I'd get the jokester who'd let me fall flat on my back. A more pleasant thought is when your kids were little and they were standing on the bed or on the edge of the pool and catch me, Daddy, and they jump into your arms. Over and over again. Catch me, Daddy. Catch me, Mama. Catch me, Grandma. Catch me, Grandpa. Just jump into your arms. Over the years, as a pastor, I've had some kids that really, really, you know, thought a lot of me. And they'd see me about as far from here, that back door, and they'd come a running, and they'd get about as close as to Leonard. They'd just launch themselves. And I got a choice. Catch them. Or let them hit the floor. Well, I always caught them, gave them a hug, and put them back on the floor. But it just so loving to feel that they could trust me that much. And you think about your kids, your grandkids, how much they trust you to jump into your arms. Knowing that you can be trusted, that you'll catch them, that you'll love on them. They have a confidence that they're safe when they jump into your arms. Now turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Israel had spent 40 years in the wilderness. The older generation had passed away. A new generation had arisen. And they were on the very verge of going into the promised land. After all of those years, they were about to claim what they had been promised many, many years before. And Moses, as he speaks to them, is trying to remind them of some things that they needed to know. He's trying to remind them of some things that maybe the new generation didn't realize. Actually, the old generation didn't know it that well, or they wouldn't have been out in that wilderness for 40 years. And so Moses is trying to give them an encouragement as they prepare to enter that promised land. Deuteronomy 33, verse 26. There is none like unto the God of Jerusalem, who rideth upon the heavens in thy help and in the excellency of the sky. Now, Jerusalem is just another synonym for Israel, the nation of Israel, the Israelites. So Moses is saying there is no God like our God. There's no God like our God. He says he rideth upon the heavens in thy help, in his excellency in the sky. In other words, he says, your God, Israel, as you prepare to go in the promised land, he is a powerful God. He is an excellent God. He is a majestic God. Nobody compares to him. He is worthy of your trust. He's worthy of your confidence. He's worthy of your love. Israel, this is a moment of great anticipation. Don't forget who your God is. Don't forget what he can do. Don't forget that he's looking after you. But then in verse 27, may this comfort you. The eternal God is thy refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall destroy them. Think about that. He's just told us what a powerful God we have. And now he says, this God is your refuge. Now, what's a refuge? It's a place of safety. You talk about sometimes, well, I'm going on a retreat. You're looking for new knowledge. You're looking for refreshment. You're looking for some rest. You're looking for somebody to take care of you. You're looking for some comfort. You're looking for restoration. He says, this great God, and notice he says he's the eternal God. He's not a one-time God. He's not a part-time God. He's not a God for this age or that age. He said he is the eternal God, and he is your refuge. Moses wanted these Israelites to realize God was looking after them. And it was a powerful God that was looking after them. And it was a loving God that was looking after them. And it was a need-meeting God that was looking after them. He wanted them to know who God was. And then the phrase that has just sort of stuck with me, underneath are the everlasting arms. That kid jumping, catch me, Daddy, knowing that your arms would hold them tight. This great God, Moses says, in all of your troubles and all of your difficulties, he's going to catch you. He's going to hold you in his arms. It doesn't matter how great and strong your faith is. It's going to be tested. It doesn't matter. You know, we never will reach a place this side of glory, where we'll be so strong in faith that the devil will say, I just don't believe I'll bother him or her anymore. I mean, you look at somebody that's strong in faith, as the Apostle Paul, and boy, the devil bothered him a lot. So who are we to think we're going to get out without some trials and testing? We're not. No matter how much our faith is tested, He's our eternal God. He's our refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. We can trust Him. We can trust Him. Now, you know, during the course of our lives, all of us are going to go through some difficulty. Every one of us. I can look at you and I know enough about most of you to know you've been there. To know you've been there. And we can testify sometimes it's only the grace of God that kept us going. Only the grace of God kept us going. Many of us here have lost our parents. And to stand by the bedside and watch a parent pass away, to walk through the funeral home, to walk through the grave, underneath are the everlasting arms. There's a number of you here that have lost a spouse. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Many of us have, just like I mentioned my cousin Johnny, we have close relatives, brothers, sisters, maybe a beloved aunt or uncle. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Maybe it was the doctor coming in and saying, I'm sorry, your test gives bad news. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Maybe you went through a wreck, or maybe it's financial struggles or some other difficulty. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Aren't you so glad that you have a God who is so eternal, so powerful, so wonderful, that all you have to do is just fall into His arms and let Him take you and hold you up and give you love. You know, that's wonderful news for us who are believers. For unbelievers who don't have that, now the devil will say, you do this, that, and the other, and you enjoy this, that, and the other, but the devil's that jokester. We try to fall in that difficult time, and he lets us fall flat of our back. He doesn't catch us. He takes delight in our pain. I was thinking, you know, as a pastor, I have no idea how many, I could go back and look and count up, but I have no idea how many funerals I've preached. How many other times I've been to the funeral home when church member's family had passed away or a friend. Just say a lot. It's amazing the difference to walk into the funeral home when the deceased was a believer and most of the family are Christians, as versus whenever you go in there and you're pretty sure this person has died and gone to hell and most of the family are not believers. It's amazing. There's just an atmosphere. Now, in both atmospheres, there's sorrow. But you know, when Paul writes to the Thessalonians, he says, I'm writing this about the trumpet blowing and all of that. He says, so that you sorrow not as those who have no hope. You walk in and here's the family of a believer. And they have tears. And they have precious memories. But there's a hope there. There's a ray of sunshine because they're held up by the everlasting arms of the Lord. And they know that this is a moment when soon they'll be reunited. And then you go into the funeral home and the family's not believers. And it's just like there's a parlor of sadness and gloom and despair and hopelessness. It's just like there's a dark cloud hovering over that place because they have no hope in Jesus. Moses says, folks, you're going into a difficult place. You're going into some times, you're going to be in some battles. There's going to be some difficulties. But know who your God is. Know what He has done for you. Know what He is doing for you. And He goes on to say He's going to drive out the enemy and He's going to destroy them. He says, know what your God is going to do for you. Know that He is got your back. He has got your back. And what a difference it is to be a believer in Jesus Christ. It's not our strength. It's not our power, but His. God's power, He says, He's the one that's going to thrust out the enemy. It's God's power. You know, even when we are in a time of difficulty, a time of sorrow, and you know, we as a church, losing Jerry, it's a grief to all of us. It's not just Carol's family. It's for all of us because he was a part of the body of Christ that we call Barbers Grove Baptist Church. But even in that, know that underneath are the everlasting arms. In Psalm 56, we read, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What did Jesus tell the disciples? I will not leave you. I will come to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We need to be reminded today as a church and as individuals of a loving God who's always willing to catch you. A loving God who holds out His arms. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We need to be reminded of who our God is, that underneath are the everlasting arms. We need to be encouraged in a time of difficulty. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Catch that? Everlasting. Everlasting. Not last generation. Not 2,000 years ago. Not 2,000 years from now. Everlasting. And oh, what a beautiful picture we have of heaven, where God says, I will come and I will dwell with them. I will be their God. They will be my people. I will wipe away all tears from their eyes. Neither shall there be any more pain, any more sorrow. For the former things are passed away, and I have made all things new. Here was a group of people about to go into a time of difficulty, but a time of great joy because of what they were going to have in that promised land. And today, there's difficulty in our world, in our nation. But may there be great joy because of who we know our God is. Another scripture that says, those who know their God do exploits. Those who know their God do exploits. That's at King James. It says, those who know God are going to do powerful things. This morning, I just want to encourage you. Whatever you're going through, fall into the arms of Jesus, knowing that you can trust Him, knowing that He's looking after you, knowing that He's caring for you, knowing that He will never let you down, knowing that He loves you so much that He died for you. What does Paul say in Romans? If God gave you Jesus to die on the cross, why would He withhold anything else from you? Now that's a paraphrase, but why would He withhold anything else for you? Go to sleep tonight thinking, underneath are the everlasting arms. Is there someone here today that needs to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Or make another decision? We invite you to come and do that. Is there someone that's struggling with some difficulty, some need, troubled? If you want me to pray with you, I'll be glad to do that. Or if you just right where you are, just want to say, Lord, thank You for the everlasting arms. Thank You for Your everlasting arms. Lord, thank You that I can trust You. Thank You that You can care for me. Thank You that in this difficult season, You're with me. So if someone needs to make a public decision, would you do so? Father, as we bow before You today, thank You for that we can trust You. We can say, catch me, Father God, and leap into Your arms, knowing You'll never let us down. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. You'll always hold us tight, both now and for all of eternity. Encourage us with Your presence. May Your love fill us, and may our love and trust for You cause us. As the song says, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Thank You, Father. Thank You, thank You, thank You. Now may the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make His face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you peace this week. In Jesus' name, amen.